Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
Hello, friend. Welcome back to the podcast. Matt Harris, Ramona Holloway, Squatch, Eric Kelly II. They are here. And Matt and Ramona Facebook page where you can reach out to us, or Matt Harris, Ramona Holloway Facebook pages.
Mm-hmm.
My dig doggity dog, Jill. Which, again, we comment what a weird name that is, because when you talk about her, someone is overhearing our conversation when I'm talking with the family about Jill. They wonder what's going on in that house.
Yeah, like, oh my gosh, why are you locking Jill in a crate? Is that your wife? Is that your sister? Your daughter? Who's Jill?
Right, because I like
save Jill.
Talking, you know, with people, and I'm like, Jill just keeps getting out of her cage. It doesn't. Anybody thinks it's a dog.
So hello, Dateline. Yeah, yeah. There's this dude named Matt Harris.
True crime. I'm lawyering up. The dog was sleeping in the little crate thingy, you know, and that was for months or whatever, and now and years, off and on for years. She somehow figured out how to get out. I think she climbs through the top, which I just find that hard to believe because she'd have to squeeze her little body. She'd have to have like thumbs or something to.
We need a hidden camera.
I know.
But wait, we don't have to hide the camera from Jill.
No, that's true. Well, yeah, she won't know it's a camera. Good point. Yeah, I think she knows because we've not seen her make the move. So we put something on top of it, and then she got out again. And so then for a couple days, she was in my bed, and I just can't sleep with the dog in the bed. Just she weighs down the comforter when I'm trying to move and stuff.
Wait, is it Jill like 8 pounds?
Yeah, she's tiny, but she's still, that's 10 pounds.
You can't roll over.
Wakes me up.
Ugh. With a 10 pound or 8 pound puppy in the bed.
I can, but it wakes me up because it's like, she was like, oh, I got to give a little, who am I mad at?
Matt,
Annie or
come
the dog?
On,
or,
come on now.
Yeah, I don't like
that. That sounds a little petty for a dog dad.
I said, Amy, I texted her finally. I'm like, I know you're going to be mad. I can't have a dog in the bed. I'm not getting good night's sleep because the thing just gets right up
in my booty. Wait. Back up.
Yeah.
You texted your wife to tell her that you were having a problem with the dog in the bed.
Yes. Because I tell her face to face, she just gets immediately like, or something, you know, gets mad at me or something. And, you know, it's like,
Bob, I know you're not going to like this. But, so I'm texting it.
This gives her a time to, like, not have that initial facial reaction of like what's, so I don't have to see that.
Like one more thing with you, Matt Harris.
Yes.
One more thing.
That way she can type back, you know.
You're not going to cuddle me. Oh, we have a dog in the bed that will cuddle. Oh, now you've got a problem.
Yes.
That's what I heard.
That gives her time to say when she typed back, like, I understand. We'll figure that out, whatever. Because her initial reaction face to face would have been like, shut up.
Because you're a lot.
But the thing is that the dog, they call him the Velcro dog, these have it easy, yes, but it gets right up all around and in me and over me. I mean, not like in me, but like in my
what's Jill doing to you?
My knee crack or my knee, what do you call that? Like in my knee pit. Like if I'm sleeping like that, she
yeah,
right
dogs
in there.
Like to cuddle up. Or they're cuddle creatures. And that's probably why Amy appreciates having the dog there.
I'm not much of a spooner, human or animal. And and she always she doesn't go to Amy. She always comes to me because I'm awesome, but I don't, it still makes it a little bit awkward. She waits to see if I'm like close to the edge. If I can go close to the edge, like she doesn't have enough room to get into the front spoon, go back spoon. But she kind of waits. She sits in the bed and looks. And as soon as I get settled in, she decides to go on back spoon or front spoon. And I'm like, okay, whatever, dog. So there's that. And now Addie, for the last couple of days, has had the dog, Jill, in her room.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if that's because I think Jill keeps trying to escape to get to me, but, you know.
Really? Really?
I think so.
You, yeah. Okay, is it Avery dog, Jill's though. Favorite human?
The family would tell you probably me.
What?
I think, or I'm more obsessed with the dog.
Okay, that's the case, because aren't you the one who, when you take her outside, you have to watch her poop, or you feel like Jill appreciates the fact that you watch her while she poops?
It's not it appreciates, it is
there's
that
a connection
I know that
there.
She did it, and I know that she's done, and I know that she's not going to come back in, and you're not going to fool me and try to pretend to go out to poop or something to get an extra treat, and I'll make sure that she's all done. It's all cleansed, and all the everything's out of the log flume, and she is good. So it's good for her.
Oh.
I have to follow her around the other side of the house or whatever, but the kids will just like let her out, and then she'll come back. You know, but you don't know what she did out there. You got to keep an eye on the old buttocks. Yes.
Yeah, you are more obsessed about Jill than you will ever admit.
I am obsessed, but that's because
you've been a dog guy ever since I met you.
I've had dogs, yeah, but it's always weird situations with dogs.
Well, their owners kind of weird, so why wouldn't the dog have weird habits?
Yeah, but the dogs, you know, and Amy always likes to say, come on, you know you love her. Just say it. I'm like, what are you making me do that for? I'll say I love you on my own damn time when I'm good and ready.
I'm not going to say I love the dog out loud.
Not on force. Not when I'm forced to. Not when the spotlight's on. I'll say it when I'm ready. So I'm not saying it right now. Jill and I will have our private time.
Do you ever tell Jill that you love her to her furry little face?
I love her, but I'm going
to
love her.
But do you tell her to her furry little face that you love her?
We know. You tell by the way she gets up in my knee pit.
That's love. Knee pit love.
If you go into someone's knee pit you didn't love, I don't think so. She's not that easy. You know, she's not an easy little slutty Jill. She's a good Jill.
Okay. Okay.
They asked survey people, would you run into a burning building to save your pet?
And yes. Yes, I would.
Late Henri, you would have run into.
Yeah, I would have.
60% said they would be.
Ooh, yeah. I'm on the 40% of that.
It depends on how burning, right?
I mean, how burning?
Like, if I think I've got a shot, or is it, if it's like 90-10, I have a shot of getting in and out, I'll do it.
Oh.
And if my,
what about 70?
Are my kids
what about
watching,
70%?
Watching.
Oh, so wait a minute.
Well,
let me see. Am I going to look like a hero or a jerk?
Yeah. I would probably run.
Will my kids tell this story on Dr. Phil, or will they be proud of me?
Well, I'm guessing that I wouldn't need to, because I think it would be stuck to my knee pit, and we wouldn't have to worry about
anybody ever seen This Is Us?
Yeah. Oh.
So that's how the dad passes away, because he went back into
a
burning home and saved the dog.
Right. The crock pot.
The crock pot caught the place on fire?
Yes.
Yeah. It was a whole big controversy.
Oh.
This Is Us crock pot. I mean, the crock pot community was up in arms.
Because they blamed on the crock pot.
And the Instapot people, they capitalized on
it. They did.
The Instapot people saw.
So the guy
and
died?
Capitalized.
The guy died.
Yeah.
Of smoke inhalation. Yeah. So, because he went back, because his daughter was like, oh no, the dog.
So Matt will be like, hey, kids, let's sit down and watch this episode. Let me explain daddy's cowardice to you.
Yes. It depends on how much it's burning. Yes. I mean, I'm not going to be an idiot. I mean,
honestly, if you don't get a crock pot, I think you'll be fine.
I have crock pots. I have crock pots, Instapots. We use them.
Don't plug them up.
And also the little fryer thing. Yeah. 59, about the same amount, would fight another person to save their four-legged friend.
Okay. I know people. In fact, one of my friends, Janet, she is ready to take down a neighbor because her neighbor has two dogs that are aggressive, and the neighbor's dogs attacked her dog.
Okay.
So she's put it on notice on Facebook. Like, listen, this is what has happened. She's got one more time.
That's right.
One more time.
Yeah, I would
for her dogs to attack my dog.
Okay, I'd do that fight.
Oh, really?
I would do that fight.
And it's happening.
I wouldn't do a fight with like somebody with a gun or something.
And I told her, you just let me know because I'll ride for you that day.
Oh, you pulling up, Ramona?
Yes, I will.
Whoa,
yes,
oh,
I
come
will.
On.
This neighbor,
who are you fighting?
Multiple times, has been asked to control her aggressive dogs.
If they're out
I
of
had
her
an
yard,
aggressive little dog.
It's out of their yard.
They live in an apartment, and so they have a common space where people walk dogs.
Yeah, so they have
She's got aggressive dogs. You get off the elevator, and her dogs are there. They're going to lunge and attack.
Oh, good Lord.
So she's asked more than once, and her dog was attacked once.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'd fight.
So now she's like, the notice has been served one more time, and it's not just the dogs fighting. It's me and you, girl.
This is a weird one. Like 60% agree their pet's their soulmate. And that's weird.
Okay,
that's
Well,
soulmate?
Okay, so
I don't believe in soulmates.
From a millennial standpoint, soulmate is not necessarily the person that you're intimate
It's not romantic?
Yeah, it's not romantic. We've given soulmate new terminology, new avenues to go through.
Okay, so like anybody.
Okay,
like
so
friend.
We're not thinking of this in traditional terms. Like, there's not another soul on this planet that's more aligned to mine than the soul
that's
of this dog.
Yes.
Correct. You know, like me, I have a twin. She's not my twin. There's not a twin of me, but we call each other that because we have the same mindset. The same thing
Is she your
applies.
Soulmate?
She's not my soulmate. I don't call anybody my soulmate because I'm a traditional lover in that sense.
So some people say they could. So you're saying somebody could have 10 soulmates?
Yes. Somebody can have 10 soulmates.
Oh,
yeah, indeed. I mean, I got 15 best friends. People think I'm crazy.
Yeah.
But then I am.
And
you all are.
Well, the 18 to 24-year-old, the Gen Zs, 84%, they would include their pet in their wedding or milestone event.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah. Hello.
A given.
Gen Zers also likely to get a tattoo of their.
I mean, Henri had like 4 tuxedos. Yeah. He was going to be in anything and everything. He was allowed to go to. He was up in the joint.
With a name like Henri, he deserved.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. All right. Also, let's move on to milk. Does body good. Because, well, you're not a big milk drinker, are you? A regular, like a glass of milk.
Well, we know I have issues with dairy. Why did you want me to just say it out loud?
I wanted to see if you got bubble gut going on.
Okay.
Every time.
70% of African Americans and 90% of Asians are lactose intolerant,
right,
sir.
On. Yep.
So we're not joking about lactose intolerance.
No, yeah,
the struggle's real.
Retweet, I became 31 and recognized I couldn't drink whole milk anymore. Times a day, it has to be lactose free.
Yeah. And what I've been told.
For 30 years, you were messing with people's area.
No, sir. Because what happens is when we're younger, oftentimes we have more tolerance. And then as we get older and you get more and more dairy in you, your body is less able to manage what it does to you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. All right. Well, I wasn't bringing it. I didn't bring it up.
So that's why we're looking at these trends. In milk. And what do you do when it comes to your coffee? Folks have been telling me, oat milk is the be-all, end-all, trendy milk for your coffee. I've tried the rice milk because people told me last year during the pandemic, buy the rice milk. You don't even have to refrigerate it. And it's amazing in your coffee. Rice milk is watery.
I don't know if I've ever noticed it or seen it.
It's super watery. They tell you the hemp milk. Hemp milk is amazing. Hemp milk is too nutty.
Can you explain hemp milk? Because when we're talking about it, I'm not even recognizing like a flavor, how it would look.
It tastes like you think like a nut milk would taste. Like it adds a nutty flavor. It's not hazelnut, but it's its own nutty flavor. But it's not a good nutty flavor for me.
Okay.
Because hazelnut, a good nutty flavor.
Right.
But there's a reason why you don't have a lot of peanut butter coffees. I mean, there are certain nuts that are better in coffee than others. And for me, hemp milk adds a nutty flavor that I didn't ask for.
Oh.
That was not the assignment. It's make my coffee creamy, lighten it. I'm a cream in the coffee person, so there's a certain creaminess I'm looking for. And also, from a nutrition perspective, let it add some good protein. You know? Let it add some good protein. So people said, oat milk, girl, that's it. That's it. It's less expensive than cashew milk. It's wonderful. It's amazing. I didn't find it amazing.
I have it in my coffee right now. But I
tried it today for the very first time, and it's okay.
Yeah, I don't notice the difference. I don't know if I pay attention.
I don't notice the difference, but as an advocate for oatmeal because I think it's superior.
Okay, and also, you do have a coffee resume.
I do have a coffee resume.
Because one of your 14 million jobs was working in a coffee shop.
13.5 million, okay?
Yes, yes.
But in my barista experience, oat milk just brings a thickness that complements coffee. But also, brand is important, too, because not everybody understands the assignment.
Okay, like, so we go for a brand, you say, that does what?
You go for a brand that each and every one of them has a consistency of thickness because that's what people like about milk.
Right.
Taste and its texture.
Right.
That's important.
That's why I said rice milk was too watery.
Exactly. You don't add water to coffee because coffee is made from water. What do we need to add that for?
Right, right.
So thickness is what you're looking for. Planet Oat. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Go for that. I've got it in my fridge right now.
Okay.
And get the extra creamy.
Okay.
The extra creamy has a tad bit more flavor.
Better than soy.
Better than soy.
What if I'm whipping it up in a latte?
If you're whipping it up in a latte, that's exactly what you want because it'll take whatever sweetener you add it and spread it throughout the whole thing.
I'm just looking at the pros and cons. Baristas have taken quickly to oat milk because it froths in a way that almond milk typically can't.
Am I wrong?
It's the closest thing to cow's milk.
Did I lie?
Heavier texture. It also rarely contains thickeners, which could be bad for your digestive tract.
Right, because you don't want something that's artificially thickened. The goal here is to have something healthy to put in your milk, not something in your coffee, rather than something that's going to
hurt you.
Think
of it as oat milk. I mean, like oatmeal. Oatmeal is already thick because oats are thick themselves when you add anything to them.
Oat milk's less healthy for you in most ways.
What about protein?
The protein, it's a little slightly different, 1 gram versus 2 grams.
Yeah.
But the calories is, unsweetened oat milk, 80 calories, 35 calories with almond milk.
About soy? What about good old-fashioned soy?
Oat milk's fortified with calcium and vitamin D. Almond milk does have the perk, though, of being naturally high in vitamin E, with skin and immune system, and reduces UV damage.
Okay.
I'm going to almond.
Going almond?
My next purchase is the almond.
Okay.
I'm not on with your oat milk because I don't think it's giving me enough health benefits and it's just okay.
I can understand.
If you have celiacs or something, sometimes they say oats are naturally gluten-free, but they could be processed and that puts gluten in them.
Let me see. So my bubble popped. Done with that.
Some additives in almond milk. You can find something with everything. Whether you're always recommend opting for the unsweetened stuff, almond milk significantly lower in calories than oat milk, but how much are you putting in there anyway?
True.
Both fine choices.
And it depends. Is this just a coffee thing or is it also a cereal thing?
It all matters.
I don't oat in my cereal and my protein shakes. So it makes for a good one.
Gulp.
Yeah.
I don't know about cereal.
Almond on cereal's fine. I can't tell the difference.
I got a half gallon of this oat milk, so we got
to
see what
I would hate to talk to y'all about coconut milk, but that's a whole nother podcast.
Oh, coconut milk. But that's mainly
it's kind of sweet,
cooking.
Though.
It is.
Cooking thing.
I think it's
thanks for being here, you freaks. Go to the Matt Ramona Facebook page to comment and chime in and all that good stuff. Rate the podcast with like Fiverr and share it. Talk soon.